Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more calm and a whole lot of confidence. Today's episode is all about conquering those public space jitters, because let's be real, sometimes the world outside our homes can feel like a pressure cooker, right? Ever felt that knot in your stomach before a big presentation? You know that feeling when you walk into a crowded room and suddenly everyone's eyes are on you? Or maybe it's just that awkward moment when you bump into someone and realize you've got nothing to say. We've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to let those feelings control us. Stoicism, my friends, is the secret weapon we need to become masters of our own inner landscape, even in the midst of all the chaos. Think of it like this. Stoicism isn't about becoming a robot and suppressing all your emotions. It's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to fuel your resilience. So, how do we apply this wisdom to those public space situations? Let me share 5 key takeaways that have helped me and countless others navigate the world with more grace and confidence. 1. Reframe your perspective. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what's within our control. You can't control other people's reactions, but you can control your own response. Instead of freaking out about a potential blunder, shift your focus to delivering your best effort. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about showing up authentically and doing your best. 2. Practice mindfulness. This one is crucial. Being present in the moment helps you avoid getting lost in anxieties about what might happen next. Pay attention to your surroundings, engage your senses, and focus on your breath. When your mind starts wandering into worried territory, gently bring it back to the present. 3. Embrace discomfort. We often shy away from things that make us uncomfortable, but Stoicism encourages us to face our fears head on. Stepping outside of your comfort zone is how you grow and build resilience. Think about the situations that used to intimidate you, maybe public speaking or meeting new people. Now envision yourself handling them with confidence. You've got this. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you make mistakes. We all mess up sometimes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over a slip-up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, self-compassion is essential for staying calm and confident under pressure. 5. Find your inner strength. Stoicism emphasizes the power of our own willpower. Tap into your inner reserves of strength by focusing on your values, reminding yourself of past successes, and visualizing your goals. When you believe in yourself, it radiates outwards and gives you that extra boost of confidence. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at a networking event. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweaty, and you feel like everyone else is effortlessly mingling while you stand awkwardly on the sidelines. But remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed. Now imagine yourself using them to navigate that situation with grace and confidence. You're not focused on impressing anyone, you're genuinely interested in connecting with others. You're practicing mindfulness, taking deep breaths, and enjoying the energy of the room. You remember that it's okay to be a little nervous, and you embrace those feelings as fuel for your performance. You start conversations with a genuine smile, actively listening to what people have to say. And guess what? People are drawn to your authenticity and warmth. See, Stoicism isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving in any situation. The beauty of Stoicism is that you don't need to overhaul your entire life overnight. Just start with one small step, maybe practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes each day or reframing a negative thought before it spirals out of control. Remember, becoming calm and confident takes time and practice, but every effort counts. Keep those 5 takeaways close, and you'll be amazed at how much progress you can make. So go out there, own your space, and show the world just how amazing you truly are. And remember to join me tomorrow for another dose of daily wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.